right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Davenport Pulse. Today, we're joined by Lieutenant Shorten and Sergeant Harris from the Davenport Police Department, here to share with our listeners more about the Davenport Explorers Program. Welcome.
Great to see
you. Both of you. Thanks for coming on. Yeah,
thank you.
So before we dive into questions, we always ask our guests to tell us a little bit about themselves. So Lieutenant Shorten, if you want to give us a little bit of background about you and your career with PD, that would be awesome.
Okay. Well, my name is Lieutenant Nicholas Shorten. I have been with the Davenport Police Department for nearly 2 decades now.
Nice.
So been very exciting. The department has been very good to me. I've gotten to experience a lot of different areas in the department and learn a lot of things. I am a Quad City native, so I grew up on the Illinois side.
Okay.
Went to Rock Island High School.
I was going to say, were you a Maroon?
Nope. Rock Island High School. I was a Rock.
You're a Rock. Yep. Okay.
And from there, I went to St. Ambrose, where I got my degree in psychology. And I worked at Arrowhead Ranch as a youth supervisor before I became a police officer, which really that was a great experience to kind of learn how to, you know, help the youth in our community.
Yeah.
And I think that passion has kind of stuck with me ever since, because I really like being involved. I've been involved in the DARE program. And I've been involved in the Explorer program and law enforcement camp and things like that in the past. So I'm really excited to be bringing this stuff back.
That's great. And so we're here today to talk about the Explorers program. For those of, for our listeners that don't know, what is it? Tell us a little bit about the Explorers program.
So the Explorer program is designed for kids age 14 to 20. Who are either interested in a career in law enforcement or just kind of looking for something fun to do. And it's an opportunity for them to meet with police officers and learn pretty much everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Create opportunities to teach them how to do some of the things that we get trained on. So handcuffing, building searches, how to do first aid. A lot of those things that it's kind of the same training that police officers get, just at an earlier age.
That's incredible. And how long has the Explorer program been around?
So the Explorer program, nationwide has been around since 1973. In Davenport, I know it's been around nearly my entire career. So I can't tell you exactly when it began. When I first got involved in it, Hank Jacobson, he's a retired police officer.
Mm-hmm.
He was in charge of the program and did a really good job with it. And since COVID and his retirement, we just didn't have anybody that could step up and continue the program. So
now it's yours.
Now it's mine.
Love it.
I do too.
Okay, so you said you have to be 14. That's the absolute youngest you'll take. You must be 14.
Yeah, you have to be at least 14. And those are kind of the requirements for the Explorer program. So we will have a post, a Davenport Police Department post. I don't think we have a number yet, but we'll be affiliated with scouting, and their numbers are 14 to 20 years old.
14 to 20. What are some of the other requirements?
So we do require that students maintain at least a C average.
Okay.
Because we realize how important education can be, and we want them to focus on school and, you know, get an education. They also have to have no previous felony convictions or serious misdemeanor criminal activity, and we would like them to have a driver's license. We realize at the age 14 they're not going to, but that just gives them a little more freedom and flexibility to be able to make it to meetings without relying on somebody else.
Yeah. Are you always at the police department every meeting? How often do you meet?
So my vision is we will meet twice a month, and we haven't set up the days yet, but it'll probably be Tuesday or Thursday night in the evening, 6 to 8 o'clock. And we'll probably meet a lot at the police department, but I would definitely like to branch out and find other locations that we can train just to keep things fresh and a new environment to educate the kids on different places.
Yeah. And how many people can you accept per group?
You know, really right now, sky's kind of the limit.
Okay.
I'm hoping that will be an issue that we have to deal with at some point.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll tackle that when we come across it.
What are some of the activities that you would see an explorer doing to help out with the police department?
So thank you for asking me that, because that's actually a really good question. We also want to get the kids involved in the community. Mm-hmm. So in the past, we've had some of the explorers help out with special events like the BIX. They did some crowd control for the BIX road race, the Quick BIX. And I know we've had explorers involved in the Senior Light Tour, which I'm excited is going to be coming back again this year. So hopefully we have some explorers that are interested in getting on the bus with the seniors as we drive around and look at the lights.
Are your sessions mostly classroom style, or are they more like hands-on activities that the kids will do?
Another great question. And I realize that I think we all learn best when we do hands-on experiences. So I definitely, one meeting a month is totally going to be hands-on, where we have the kids doing things, whether it's learning how to handcuff or doing fingerprinting, taking pictures of crime, you know, fake crime scenes.
Yeah.
The second meeting of the month, I want kind of to be an informational meeting. So if we can involve some hands-on to that, we will. But I would like it to be more of a, you know, one of our investigators come down and talks about how they would do a, you know, a homicide investigation. Mm-hmm. Or a traffic investigator comes in and talks about some OWI processing.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So you'll plan to have, like, guest speakers come.
Yeah, and that's,
talk with the,
yeah,
the
absolutely. I would like to have, I would like to get as many officers involved and our professional staff involved as possible, because the more contacts that we can have with the kids, it starts building those relationships that are so important. Those positive relationships teach kids that police officers and our professional staff are human beings too. Mm-hmm. We're no different than they are and their friends.
Right.
We probably do a lot of the same things, like play video games and watch the same movies. So that's what I want to do, is kind of humanize law enforcement a little bit, too, through this program.
100%.
Do I have to live in Davenport or go to a Davenport high school to be part of the Davenport Police Explorer program?
No, absolutely not. Actually, we're hoping we can draw kids from the entire Quad City area. So as long as they're able to come to meetings regularly, we'd love to have them, because I don't think there is another Explorer post in the Quad Cities. So if kids want to come from Rock Island or Moline or anywhere, as long as they're interested and they want to come to meetings, we'll take them.
What would you tell that kid who's listening to this right now, or a parent of a high schooler, and they're contemplating joining the Explorer program? What would you tell them to help encourage them to check it out?
I guess what I would tell them is, if you're thinking about doing it, just come to a couple meetings and check it out. See if you like it. See if you have fun. I'm pretty positive that they're going to have fun, because it's going to be doing things that they probably have never done before and learning about things they've never done before. So just come to a meeting. Give me a call or shoot me an email, and we can send you the schedule and just come check it out a couple times.
Is this free? Is this a free program?
So that's what I plan for it to be free. I think the charge for a membership each year is $52. Mm-hmm. And I think that we have the funding to pay for that. That may be something that we look into down the road, is, you know, some scholarship options and some funding options, just to make sure that it is free for kids.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing about the Explorer program?
Just the positive contacts with the kids. I love seeing the smiles on their faces as they're doing a lot of the training that we give to the police officers. So just to kind of see, especially when the light bulb clicks and you see them, you know, realizing that, wow, that's a lot of fun, and this maybe is what I want to do in the future. That's the best part of it for me.
Can you share with us a success story of an explorer that ended up in law enforcement, especially hopefully they end up with the Davenport Police Department?
Yeah, we've the past Explorer programs, we've had quite a few officers at our department now. I don't have an exact number, but I would say at least 7 or 8 that were part of our Explorer program in the past.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so one of the ones that I can think myself, I wasn't necessarily involved in the Explorer program at the time, but Sergeant Joe Dorton, he was part of the Explorer program, and now today he's advanced through the department where he's a sergeant, and he's also on our EST or our SWAT team, which is really cool to see.
And you have an upcoming informational night coming up for parents and for children, correct?
Yes, it's March 12th. It's going to be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. In our auditorium. So it'll be at the Davenport Police Department, 416 North Harrison Street. Just come to the front lobby, and we'll get you down to the auditorium and get you some information on the Explorer program.
And we also have Explorer Camp coming up this summer.
Yes, so it's the Iowa Quad City Law Enforcement Camp. And that is going to be held July 8th through the 12th. It is very similar to the Explorer program, only it's like 5 days in a row. So it's go, 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 a lot of hands. And that camp is pretty much all hands-on, where you're doing building clearing. You get to shoot a shotgun, less lethal round. You get to shoot a taser cartridge, a lot of that hands-on type fun stuff.
What's the age requirement for that?
So I think 14 to 20 is the same age. I'm pretty sure it's the same age. We'll be having more information on that coming out probably towards the end of March, and you'll be able to sign up for that.
What do you hope explorers gain from this experience?
A positive experience.
Yeah.
I hope they have fun. I really do. I want them to have fun. And the added bonus to that would be if they like law enforcement and that's a job that they want to go into it, that's a huge plus because we need good people, we need good qualified candidates.
I think another great part of the Explorer program, even if they don't become a police officer, they understand the police department better. Hopefully when they walk out of there, that they're proud of their Davenport Police Department because they're just as important than any other citizen in our community. And they'll hopefully be an advocate and to continue supporting our police department as they grow up.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Okay, Lieutenant, tell everybody where they can go to learn more, to sign up and get more information about the Explorer program.
So for the Explorer program, if you just Google City of Davenport Explorer Program, it's available there. You can also go to the city website and try to navigate that, but I found it's just easier to Google City of Davenport Explorer Program. You can also give me a call. My telephone number is 563-888-3565. Or send me an email, and my email is Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, shorten@davenportiowa.com. And I'm sorry, shorten is S-H-O-R-T-E-N.
Awesome. Okay, well, everybody mark your calendars for March 12th if you're interested in checking out the Explorer program and learning more. Make sure you visit the Davenport Police Department on March 12th from 6 to 8 to learn more. Lieutenant
and Sergeant, thank you both so much for coming on today. It was great to learn more about the program, and we appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We'll see ya.